If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Democratic Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman recently expressed his frustration with veteran Democratic strategist James Carville, who has been warning about President Joe Biden's chances of winning the 2024 election, RadarOnline.com has learned. In an interview with Politico, Fetterman criticized Carville and defended President Biden's leadership. Fetterman didn't hold back in his comments, stating, "I'll use this as another opportunity to tell James Carville to shut the F up." He claimed Carville hadn't been relevant since the grunge era and questioned why Carville would make such statements about a president who he described as strong, decent, and excellent. Carville has been vocal about his concerns regarding Biden's prospects in the upcoming election. In a December 13 interview with CNN, Carville expressed his pessimism about Biden's chances, with the interviewer asking if he believed the president would lose if the election were held today. Carville gave a clear and blunt answer, stating, "Me and everybody else." When approached by Politico for a response to Fetterman's remarks, Carville pointed out that he is indeed relevant, as two Senate Democrats running for re-election have sought his assistance in their campaigns. He also added a snarky remark, stating that he is glad, Fetterman is, feeling better, referring to the senator's health issues near the beginning of his term. Carville's concerns about Biden's chances aren't unfounded, as recent polls show the president's number slipping to new lows. According to Real Clear Politics, former President Donald Trump leads the national average of likely voters 2.3 points ahead of Biden in a head-to-head matchup. A shocking recent poll conducted by the New York Times and Siena College indicates that voters are dissatisfied with Biden's immigration, national security, and economic policies, leading to a fracture in his support base. The current president is reportedly hemorrhaging support from younger voters, Hispanics, and urban voters, while 67% of registered voters believe the country is moving in the wrong direction under Biden. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Fetterman recently condemned progressives, garnering praise from several conservative hosts on Fox News. The Pennsylvania senator criticized the purity tests that progressives impose on Democrats. "It's just a place where I'm not. I don't feel like I've left the label. It's just more that it's left me," Fetterman told The Times on Thursday. "I'm not critical if someone is a progressive. I believe different things. I do find it confusing where the very left progressives in America don't seem to want to support really the only progressive nation in the region that really embraces the same kind of values I would expect we would want as a society," he added regarding the ongoing conflict in Israel.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.